Or allergies.
Switch to Borer. Right, so we're finally we're up to Borer, right? And we kind of want to figure out in our, you know, now we're learning about more Melachas Avoda, is what, you know, what defines Borer, what makes Borer significant, right? You know, where is it? On a technical level, what defines the malacha? Like, what features do you need in order for it to be borer? A. And B is, you know, what, like, is the key? What's, like, what defines, oh, you did, you know, that's why it's a malacha, right? Not only, like, what parameters are, but also why this counts as something constructive. Okay, so if we look at our makoros, right, borer, how did I say, sir? So our question, right? What is the key point in Borer? So the Balamor said, "Kol shloshim v'tisha malachos shayu kinegdan v'mishkan, all 39 of us malacha kulan hayavim tzorech lugufan. All of them had some sort of necessity for what you're actually doing, the object you're interacting with v'chulei. Chutz min hazoreh v'haborer, except for zoreh and borer." Why? Shehu zore hamotz min hagoren, borer hatzoros min hakri, v'zehu ikar melachtan lidchos hamotz v'hatzoros, v'chein chayev alehen, v'al kol tolda shalehen, aval shar hamalachos ikar hu l'tzorech gufan. So the Baal Mora makes says, oh, in general, like, malachos are all l'tzorech gufan, right? There are two malachos where you chayev, even though it's a malach shein tzorech l'gufa, sort of like how Zore, your chayv, even though it's like grama, because that's just like how they're done, right? And what are they? You know, Borer and Zore, because they're, what do you interact with, says the Baal Mor? You interact with the psoles, right? But you don't really want the psoles. You're trying to get rid of the psoles. So we said, buy a mace, buy a dead body in your house. If you remove the dead body, right, in order to get it out of your house, because it's, you know, you don't want a dead body in your house. You don't want to metame. You don't just think that, like, your living room is the best place for this body to be, especially in case, you know, the cops come knocking. Like, you don't want the body there. So it's a malach in tzrich legufa, because you don't want to move the dead body into the Rosh Harabim, right? You just don't want it to be in your house when the cops come. So the Baal Mor says, oh, so what, it's right? Just like that is a malach in tzrich legufa, because you're not really trying to accomplish something by moving the body out. You're just trying to get rid of it. So same thing here, right? You're taking the psoles and you're getting it out of your food. So essentially the malacha is a malacha of getting rid of something, right? It's not tzorech leguf. I don't need the guf davar that I'm doing stuff to. I'm actually don't want it, right? So that's a malacha shein tzorech legufa. And this is an exception. Normally malacha shein tzorech legufa is pater, according to Reb Shimon. These malachos bahagdar are done this way. So therefore they're all your chayiv, even though it's a malacha shein tzorech legufa, right? Now, what that says is we're defining borer how? Yeah, Ari.
We're defining borer as taking out the psolet from the mixture, but still, even though it's a malacha shein tzrich legufa, we make you chaya for it.
Right. So the whole word is that what are you accomplishing? You're accomplishing is removing the psoles. Okay, so the entire focus of the malacha is on the psoles, right? And the act of removing the psoles, you know, isolating and extracting the psoles is the malacha, right? Let's say by dash, if we were talking about extraction. So by dash, we said, right, the whole point is to extract the food. Right here, it's like the whole point is to extract the psoles. So, you know, not extraction because it's not physically attached, but right, we're trying to get the psoles. Now, the end goal is so that then you have all the food together, but the malacha and the tzorech of the malacha is to get the psoles, okay? Fine. The Ramban says something, he says, so this is a little bit in a different context, but he's talking about gozes, and he's talking about borer, and he's trying to explain why they're considered, not considered malacha shein tzrich legufa. He says, in gozes, right? If you're cutting off your fingernails, right, with a kli, So hashiur the malacha hatzricha legufa nikra vahaseir. Sorry, malacha tzricha legufa nikris. V'chein hazora v'haborer uman deshakel ikufei miglima kulan domos lemila. Ukvar dimisi ze legozes. The note of Sarah is part of being the takin gufo liafos atma, being the tzor hasher the hagiza, kula malacha tzricha legufa. Why? Right? I would have thought, says the Ramban, if I'm cutting off a fingernail to use the fingernail, I'm not exactly sure what you want to do with the fingernail, but let's say, then that would be malacha tzricha legufa, because I cut off this fingernail to use it. If I just want to remove the fingernails, right, so that I don't have giant claws, then that's a malach shein tzricha legufa, because I'm just removing the fingernail. Says the Ramban, that's not true. Why? She hakol davar echad v'hanetila hi atzma hamalacha. Right? Why? Because the two are the, let's say your fingernail is connected to your hand, right? And the separating is the malacha. Right? Why is that important? I mean, the Ramban's saying like this. You're doing a malacha to your fingernail, right? And therefore, and that's in a tzrich legufa because you just want to get rid of it. Because you're not. You're not doing a malacha to your fingernail. You're doing a malacha to what? To your hand, right? The action that you're doing, says the Ramban, is the cutting your fingernail. Cutting your fingernail is separating between your hand and the nail, right? The separation between those is the malacha. It's not getting the fingernail. You're right. Getting a fingernail, right? Detaching a fingernail would be a malacha shein tzricha legufa because you don't need the fingernail. You just want to get rid of it, right? But what you're doing is you're separating between the finger and the nail. Okay? You're, right? It's like, I think it's a machlokes between, maybe it's a machlokes man and woman, I'm not sure. But like a man would say, like, you're cutting your fingernails, right? Like this fingernail, I'm cutting it. And like, you know, some people are like, good, this is like a manicure is, right? It's something you do to your hand. It's something you do to your nails. It's like a whole process about, you know, doing something to your hand. So actually, that's actually not going to save that. Ignore that one. Because that's going to be actually the Shavas Yankif. Bad metaphor, right? Because manicure actually is transformative to the whole hand. That's actually a good raya, right? You're not just, oh, you're doing something just on the nails, right? You're beautifying your whole hand and your fingers, I think. I'm assuming. Right? According to the Balamor, you're just cutting your nails, right? The nails are long, it's annoying, you're just getting rid of it, right? But what you're doing is getting the nail. The Ramban is basically saying, like, what's the malacha? The malacha is the separation between the two, right? I'm not interacting with the hand, I'm not interacting with the nail, I'm interacting with the combination of them and separating them, right? I'm detaching them. The detaching, the removing is the malacha. I think by borer, he's going to say the same thing. Right? I think he's saying the same thing about borer, that it's, you have a taroves, you have a mixture. It's not that I'm interacting with the psoles and I'm getting the psoles. It's that I'm separating between the two of them. I have one mixture, or I have one object that I'm interacting with, and now I'm taking it and making it into the ochel and the psoles. But the separation between them is the malacha. Right? The separation that I'm doing to the taroves. Okay? So for the Ramban, you're not interacting with the nail. You're interacting with the whole hand and finger fingernail combo. Right? You're interacting with the whole taroves. You have a mixture. You are interacting with that mixture. And dividing that mixture is the malacha. For the Balmor, the malacha is to extract the psoles, to get the psoles. Did everyone get that? For the Balmor, there are two separate objects. I'm acting upon the psoles, right? That should be a malach shein tzricha legufa, just like hotzas hamis should be a malach shein tzricha legufa. But this is an exception. For the Ramban, the nituk between them, the separation between of this one object into two new objects, basically, is now going to be the malach. Okay? And the object that you're interacting with is not the psoles, but it's the taroves, the joint unit of the two of them. Now, this the Shvus Yaakov says, you're not interacting with the psoles, you're not even interacting with the taroves. What are you interacting with? The food, right? There's ochel, there's psoles, they're joined together, by removing the psoles, I'm improving the food, says the Shos Yaakov. It's like a shmak din. He says, I don't get it, right? He didn't know, I guess he didn't know the Baal Mor, right? That the Baal Mor already asked that question. So he says, no. Why? So he says, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, if that's fine because you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, and it's Malachat Shinsich Legufa, right? So he says, Avrehu Kimutzi Asameis Lekovro. Vitirates the inyan malachas borerhu shehapsules ino roi laachila. Right, the shells are not edible. Right, the gam ha'uchel ino roi korach laachila psoles shemitocha. The food itself is even rotten when mixed with the shells. So you can't eat it. It's not edible. Right? You have the shells are all mixed together. That tarobes is not edible, or the food is not edible because of the presence of all the psoles. Right? Biglal kain who mafred hapsoles mina ochel, the imkain hamalacha ina nikris al breiras hapsoles. It's not about the fact that you're removing the psoles. It's that you're doing an action dimitakin ha ochel shahaya rawi shiyeh rai lachila. You're making the food more edible. Right? You took something that's not edible and you made it edible. So let's say you have, right, just like we said by dash, you have a husk, right, with wheat in it. So the wheat grain is not edible. It's not food, right? Pull out the grain. Right? This guy is not edible. Can't eat it. I've tried. Doesn't work. Right? If you pop open the husks, then, right, the kernel inside is edible. So right now, this is not food. And if you do dash, then you've made it into food, right? If you have a common mixture, says the Shvus Yaakov, of the husks and the kernels, it's still not edible. You still can't eat it. You still can't stick it in your mouth and chew, right? What do you need to do, right? You can make that taroves into food by removing the husks, by removing the chaff, right? But that makes it into food. It wasn't food until now, right? It was something with, you know, the kernels of food, you know, hidden within it. But at the end of the day, it's not edible. Now you made it edible. Making something into food is a malacha, right? But what's geshmak is that until now we're saying, oh, it's like, you know, we didn't really explain why it's a malacha. Why should bor be a malacha? According to the Shvus Yaakov, it's very obvious. You made something into food, right? You took something that's not food and now it's food. That's very transformative, right? And that's very significant. So that's the Shvus Yaakov's idea. Now the Ber Halacha asks a question. He says, I don't get it. According to that, let's say you have a mixture, and we're going to get back to this a few times, of food and food, two types of food. If you have two types of food, then according to the Shvus Yaakov, should you be Chayev or Pater?
Yeah.
Right, you should be potter because it's already food, right? I have food, and I have two foods together. Doesn't stop it from being food. And at the end of the day, I have food. Now I have food, right? So actually, the Ber Halacha says, oh, well, if you think, you know, if you think malacha like the Rambam, malacha shein zrichel gufa is chayiv, because the Rambam actually passes like a Yehuda, so that's fine. So you can say, yeah, two types of food is chayiv. Right. So you could always say, oh, that's that Gemara, the Gemara, which we're going to get to later, with, you know, if you understand that it talks about two foods, then that would be a Liba de Rabbi Huda, let's say. But the Rush paskins like Rabbi Shimon, and he still quotes this halacha that two foods is a problem. So he says, oh, maybe even if you think two foods is still a problem, that b'shnei mini ochlin hamuravin misyafe kol min al yedei breras chavero mimenu. Right, and then he says, "Oh, but that's only if they're actually really mixed together. Because if I'm trying to say that I'm creating food here, or I'm proving the food, I'm making the food better by separating the two foods, I can only do that if they're really mixed together, right? But if they're only like piled on top of each other, that's not going to change the food itself. And what's interesting is that the Ber Halacha thinks." That if they're piled on top of each other and one of them's so less, then you do have more of a problem. You can't move the bad stuff to get at the good stuff necessarily. Right? You'd have to do the whole Ochel Mitoch Psalas Miyad Miyad, which we're going to get to later. Right? So according to the Shavuot Yaakov, so the Bar Halacha seems to think that there are Tzvei Dinim. There's like, one about getting rid of Psoles, like, you know, like the Baal Mor, and then separately is the Shavuot Yaakov about making it into food. Okay, so if we put it all together, I really see three separate approaches to understanding what is Borer. Right? There's the Ochel, there's the Psoles, and there's the Taroves between them. The Baal Mor thinks the whole issue is about extracting the Psoles, like getting in the Psoles, taking out the Psoles, and therefore it really should be Malachat Shein Zichri Gufa, just, right? It's just not, it's an exception. The Shavuot Yaakov says the opposite. It's not about the Psoles at all. It's not about taking the Psoles, right? It's about making the food into food. Right? It transforms the food into being edible. And the Ramban says it's not, right? It's not necessarily about the Ochel or the Psoles, but it's about the action that you're doing to the Taroves of them. So it's not a Malach Shetich Legufa because you're not interacting with the Psoles, you're interacting with the Taroves. The Nituk, the separation between the Taroves of two things, is in itself the Malach. Okay? Okay. Now, like interesting, I think this should, this is related. Interesting Yushami. Yushami says like this. Let's say you went Va'a Borer, Amar of Yudan, Yeshu Borer Tzoros Kol Hayom Ve'inu Mischayev. There's someone who can be sitting and doing borer all day long and be putter, right? And there's someone who could take like a handful of stuff and be chayev right away. What's the rule? Hey chavida, haya yoshev agabe kri. Let's say you're sitting on next to your pile of grain in the field. Ubirer tzoros kol hayom, inu mischayev. And he's separating out rocks all day. So you're putter, right? You're not chayev. And if you put it in, you take like a pot handful and you separate it out from your hand, then once you finish, then you're a chayef. The Pnei Moshe says, you know, says, oh, okay, well, let's just carbonate it first. Inom is chayef, sha'adayin tzoros p'kriv lo ho'el klum b'bre raso. So carbonate's lashon is that, well, you didn't do anything. You have this massive pile of grain, right? Just sitting there. And you pick out, let's say, you know, a third of the rocks. You still have a giant pile that's just filled with rocks, right? So you haven't really accomplished anything. Okay, that's his lashon. The Pnei Moshe's lashon, I think, is a little different, a little sharper, I think. Hare eno mitakno klum. He has not improved it in any way. She'i efshar lo livor kol hatzoro shabikri. You can't get all the rocks out of the giant pile of grain, right, in the field. Because whatever's in your hand is now mitukan legamri. The heavy bor is chayiv bekibur. So the sheer bor is bogeres. Then the Pnei Moshe is pointing out, and this is like a key question in Lamdas in general, right? When you say, oh, you're not chayiv, because you didn't get all of it. Is that because, so the Korban Eidah says, oh, right, because like the point of what is Borer? The Borer goes until you did the whole thing, right? If lo ho'il klum, like you didn't really accomplish anything. So if you didn't really accomplish anything, right, it's not really the Malacha. The Pnei Moshe is saying something a little more fundamental, right? Lo ho'il is like a din in, oh, it's like pointless. Inu mitakno says, right, you have not improved it at all. You haven't done anything, right? It's not like, oh, you did something, but it was a pointless something, so it didn't really count, you know, it doesn't really count, right? Or it didn't really meet the criteria, right? You did half a job. The Hare Inu Mitakno Klum sounds like what? I want to connect this back to the three cheetos we just talked about. Who does it sound like, Ari?
Lo Mitakno Klum. Klal is like, sounds like the issue at Yaakov, because you started with inedible food and you still have inedible food.
Right. You started with inedible food. You still have inedible food. It's all inedible. And therefore, you haven't made food, right? No food has been harmed in this, malacha. Now, I think that's 100% correct. Right? It just, you haven't done anything. But not because you haven't done anything, but because Malacha is making food, this giant pile of grain is still not edible because there's still rocks in it. So if I have a handful of grain and I get all the rocks out, now that grain is food. But if I have a giant pile of grain, even if I got rid of 90% of the rocks, it's still not, you can't just stick your hands in and grab a handful and eat it. So it's still not food, right? Lo tikno klum means it's not matukan. It's not fixed. You're not, the whole point, if it's about removing the psoles, like the Baal HaMor, I would be noted to saying what? The whole malacha is to remove psoles. So I remove psoles, right? Now, you could counter and say what? Lo ha'il klum, like I didn't remove all the psoles. So like I didn't really do the whole malacha is to remove psoles. I didn't do a good job at that, right? But the Pnei Moshe as a formulation really sharpens it, that it's not just a question of, oh, what you, did you accomplish anything? Right? He's saying you weren't, the point of Boder is to be metaking the Taroves. You have a Taroves, and now you're going to be metaking it and make it food. Yeah, all right.
What a potential nafkamina. I don't know if lahalacha this would be anything, but let's say you have like a mixture of grain with all this inedible stuff. Would it be, according to the Yeshua Yaakov, taking all that out would only be one malacha, but the first one we saw, that so according to the Baal Me'or, each time would be its own malacha, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think definitely. I mean, I think, yeah, according to the Shavuos Yaakov, you haven't really done anything until you did the whole thing, at least the Pashtas, right? According to the Baal HaMor, like, you've separated out psoles. Like, that's, you know, that's all kind of the point. Yeah, all right.
So what about the Ramban?
Yeah, so the Ramban, exactly. So the Ramban is, it's kind of a little tricky, because on the one hand, you would say, well, you did the action of separation, right? There is some of it's been separated. On the other hand, you haven't totally separated between the two units, right? So it's almost like you cut a fingernail, but like you didn't cut it all the way off, maybe. I'm not sure exactly
fingernails and not the tenth.
What?
You cut off 9 of your fingernails, but not the tenth. So can you say that your hands have really improved by virtue of the right. 9?
Exactly. Would you say that you've cut off 9 of your 10 fingernails, which is, you know, like by Gozes, you'd be mechayev? Or is it like you cut 9/10 of a fingernail? Yeah, so I'm not sure about the Ramban. So I just, one other thing is that so far was, right, I think that's the most reasonable and logical way to explain the Yerushalmi. There are at least two other ways that you could. I think that's definitely the Pashtus, what we said, right? There's a question of, what is Borer? Is it about removing the psoles or splitting the taroves? Or is it about really creating food? You could explain it, like I was saying, maybe in the Korban Eidah, is Maisa versus Totsa. Okay? I don't think this is correct. I'm just showing that this is logically possible, just because it is a reasonable way to explain it, especially if you be like, well, what did the Baal HaMor do about this Yerushalmi? You know, it's if you think that it's a question of Maisa versus Totsa, you could say, even if it's within the Maisa, then when you took out some stuff, or like we were saying about the Ramban a second ago, right? Are you saying it's like, oh, according to the Ramban, you did the Maisa of separating it, right? You take the other two and you separated between the Bochel and the Psoas. So the action of separation happened, right? Or the action of removing psoles happened. So the Maisa Brera happened, maybe. Although in terms of the Totsa, if the Totsa is to get me, right, to have fully separated it, or if the Totsa is to get Ochel, or if the Totsa is, right, to have removed all of the psoles, then there's no Totsa. So you have the Maisa Malacha, you don't necessarily have the Totsa of the Malacha. Is that going to be good enough to be Mechaev, right? What's the ikar? Is the ikar the Maisa Malacha or the ikar the Totsa in the case of Borer? That's another way to explain the Yerushalmi. So if you just only did some of it, you didn't have the Totsa. Or the general question of, you know, is it in the Malacha, when do we say the shear is you have to accomplish the whole, you know, the whole shebang? Or when is progress good enough? Right? I think that's like, in general in life, that's always like a huge question. Right. When is progress something we say, oh, we're making progress, like it's, you know, it's not perfect, but this is a step in the right direction. And that's like important and that counts? Or when do we say, like, you know, if you didn't do the whole job, if it's not if you didn't accomplish everything, then you know, then that's just like not good enough at all, right? So according to the Bavli, let's say it was like, oh, like you did Borer, you, if it used to have 9,000 rocks in it and now it only has 5,000 rocks in it, right? So you know, you've almost gotten rid of like half the rocks, right? That's great, right? You're halfway there to getting rid of all the rocks. When you go and do Borer at home, it's gonna be so much easier, right? On the other hand, you haven't accomplished the whole thing. So is progress, if it's not edible yet, right? But it's less inedible maybe, right? Or it's less, you know, it has less psoles, or the psoles is less mixed in, or the two are now more separate. Is that something that matters, right? Can we say that there's like a, I don't know, like a progress bar on top of this pile of grain, you know, that's moved, and it's like, it used to be 100% unsifted, and now it's like only, you know, it's only 50% unsifted. Is that going to help us? Okay. So that's, I think, two other ways to explain it. I think definitely the most compelling is what we said, for the simple reason is you're going to tell me that, like, if I have this whole pile and I, you know, did that, the Baal Nishama can argue like, hey, but Maisa versus Tzara, the Kadmut idea is a little bit difficult because it's not such a pashut, you know, nafkamina, that argument, right? In terms of like whether you're being metaki the ochel, like the pneumotions, it's like haven't made any food. So that's just like, yeah, like you pasha didn't make any food here, right? There's no food because you can't eat it. And the Babli can say, yeah, but you've removed some of the psolas, or you've started separating between them. Okay. So I'm definitely inclined to explain it this way, but you can definitely say maisa tosa or the question of like, do you need the gemar malacha or just progress? Okay. Another interesting case, which I think sort of relates to this question again, is what about like a fly in the soup? Okay. It's icky. Those of us who are more hygiene conscious definitely think that we should maybe throw out the whole soup. But if you did not think so, right, let's say you just want to take out the fly. So yish iser kishenuflim zvuvim lakos shelo yotzi hazvuvim levada min hakos. You can't take the fly out by itself. The havele kiborer psoles ele yikach min hamashke ktsas imahem. Okay, so you need to do. Well, so Taz says, what do? You take the spoon, right? You take a little bit of the soup out with the fly, right? Then you throw it out. Obviously, you don't just eat it afterwards. That'd be gross. So. The question is, like, why does that help? Okay? I'm just going to give a little more context. So the fly in the soup is like a big classic kasha. The maritatz just says, im borer belach. Right? You can't, we don't, like, picking things out with your fingers is not a malacha in liquids. This is a solid that's just sitting in the liquid. So pulling the solid out of the liquid with your hand is just not considered borer. Using a strainer on liquids is borer, right? Using your hands to separate rocks from pebbles from grain is borer. Using your hand to remove a liquid, a solid from a liquid, you know, is not borer. It's just not. There's basically. It sounds like he just doesn't think it's really a taroves. Even he says it's not the malacha, and it also sounds like he doesn't necessarily think it's a taroves. Okay, so his argument is. It's okay, but because the fly isn't really mixed in with anything, right? Or it's okay because pulling out the fly wasn't an act of borer, right? You picked up the fly. The water just sort of falls off by itself, okay? So I think he thinks both there's no taroves and there was like no, there's no maisa borer because you didn't really separate the two. The water just kind of separates itself. Okay, the Chazon Ish also is bothered by the tides. I kind of want to get to the... I shouldn't really give you the chart in advance. Okay, sorry. Never mind. Ignore that last chart. So Taz says that you need to take it out with like liquid, right? So one approach, let's say it's fine, but not because you're taking it out with the liquid, but because the fly and the soup aren't a taroves, right? That's one option. Right? The Taz says, no, there's a taroves here, right? There's a problem. What you can do is you can take some of the food out with it. Why would taking some of the food out with it help?
Because then it's just like you picked up part the entire food and it happened to contain a fly. Like if you pick up a part of soup and it happens to have a carrot in it, it's not like you're separating the carrot out necessarily. You just, that's what came up in your spoon.
Okay. I mean, here you are definitely trying to get it out. But yeah, I hear that. I mean, you're saying it's just less of like a formal action of borer because you're not like directly interacting with what you want to get rid of. Okay. That's, I think, a very good point, right? If you pick up a pot of soup, you're not like picking up the carrot, you're picking up the whole taro vest. Okay. What other ideas? Feel like you sharpen that maybe? You can take it in two different, yeah, in different sure ways. Alright, so I'm just gonna like flowchart that. What is that? Sorry?
My mind has already been defiled by the Rishonim, so I don't want to answer.
You're biased. Right? With what Tali's saying, you can say it in two different ways. You can say, right, it's just like, it's like picking up the whole pot of soup. Because what? Because your action is not one that is an action of borer, right? There's like, you're picking a pot of soup, is not like, oh, you're picking up the carrot in the soup, right? And I don't know, taking out the taravis of the house. Right, you're doing like a regular, what would be defined as a benign action, or make a sandwich, I can't hear me.
There were audio issues.
Oh no,
rewind like 30 seconds.
Oh, okay. 1 second here. You know, maybe.
We could hear you. It was just a bit crackly.
It like randomly cuts out for 10 seconds.
I might have just got very, very staticky. I vaguely heard what you were saying, but.
Oh, okay. That's not good. Okay, what about now? Is my, I'm back again? Okay.
Yeah, you're good.
Okay. So, within what Tali was saying, is you basically have two ways to like focus in on that, right? You could say one is you didn't do any action, which is like, that speaks to being problematic. That's one option, right? You picked up a pot of soup, you did something that's generally benign. Or, right, when you pick up the pot of soup, is there no taroves and there's a carrot inside the soup and there's like, you know, chicken and whatever, there's a taroves inside the pot. But you didn't separate the taroves, right? You picked up a pot with the taroves in it and you moved it, right? Those are two separate things. One is I'm saying that it's not that there's no taroves. I didn't do borer, not because what I did was benign, right? Not meant to or not, you know, problematic because I was separating. I took the whole taroves and I moved it, okay? Now, if we take that approach, then that's very helpful because then we kind of avoid the whole problem of borer, right? We say there's no borer going on, not because like, oh, like borer doesn't apply in this case. We're simply, you didn't either do an action of borer or you didn't do borer because you never even got close enough to the carrot in order to do borer, right? Got that? Okay, now, let's say within borer, would the Taz's solution, what would this Taz's solution do for us? Or would it do anything for us? Let's say we're saying you're separating the, you know, you're taking the fly with the water out of the soup, but since you're taking the food with it, some food with it, that's okay. How could that help you?
What do you mean by within borer?
Tali was sort of suggesting that we never even got to borer because we never sort of zoomed in enough to say like, oh, there's a taroves and you're interacting with the taroves and you're separating the ochel and the psolas from each other, right? You sort of like, you know, you're picking up a pot of soup and like the soup is still inside further in there, right? So the idea there is essentially like you're just too zoomed out for it to be an issue. Can everyone still hear me, by the way? Okay, great. I just got a little bit of lag suddenly. right? If we're saying like, no, you're really, you're interacting with the fly, you're interacting with the soup, it's really actually is yucky, you know, you're close enough to like, to be grossed out. Why would the Taz's solution get us out of Borer? Or would it? It's like, we have three options in Borer. What do we think? Let's just go through the Kaseder. Ochel Umsolas. Do you want to start from Ochel Umsolas, Rahel? Great. All right, it's about the removing the psolas. Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Balmor, removing psolas, then now you're not really removing it. Like, kind of what Tali was saying, you're moving it over. But you're not actually.
Right. Exactly, right? So you did take out the psolas, but you, when the question of Balmor, what's the malacha? It's about isolating the psolas, right? It's about taking out the psolas. You never got at the psolas, right? The psolas is still mixed in with all this other soup, right? You still don't have the psolas. Now, according to Balmor, it's malacha shen tzricha legufa in theory, except it's an exception, right? So the malacha really is to go and isolate the psolas. You never isolated the psolas, right? So according to the Balmor, if the whole malacha is to remove the psolas, you didn't remove the psolas from the ochel, right? The psolas is still covered in ochel. You never isolated the psolas. Yeah, Aryeh.
Unless you think it's more about the totsah, in which case you have because you've removed the psolas.
No, but you never isolated the psolas. You never removed the psolas from the ochel.
But from the tzatzah standpoint, you have.
No, because when you take that spoon, right, and you throw it all, you know, and you throw it in the garbage, the food and the fly are still mixed. They're still mixed together. Even in the tzatzah, you still have the psolas has never been separated from the ochel. You've never isolated the psolas. If you wanted like bugs, you know, bug stew, you would have to like then separate the bug out from the, you know, from the soup. All right. Fine. Yeah.
Doesn't that work like a little better with the Ramban Shita, not the Balm Or? Because the Ramban would say that you have to have two separate entities, and you don't have two separate entities. You have the mixture still, but the Balm Or would still say that you have taken the psolet out. I guess you haven't taken only the psolet out. But.
Right. Meaning from the psolet's perspective, question like this, whose eyes, you know, what are you focusing in on? If you're looking just at the psolet, have you separated the psolet from the ochel? From the psolet's perspective, you haven't, because it's still mixed with ochel, right? Ari is correct. Also, according to the Ramban, if it's about splitting, right, if it's about the actual separation of this taroves into two entities, you haven't split it into two entities, right? The two parts of the taroves are not separate. They're still mixed together, right? It just used to be there was a lot more soup and a lot less fly. And now, proportionally, there's a lot more fly. That doesn't really change things so much, right? When would it matter? What you guys are bothered by is, I think, right? You keep saying, oh, but the psolas is gone, right? But the psolas is gone is only a reasonable statement to make if what?
If you're going with Yeshua's Yaakov.
Exactly. Very good. Right? If you're going from the perspective of the Ochel, the Psolas is gone. You've removed the Psolas. But it's not because the Malacha is to remove the separate the Psolas from the Ochel, and the focus is on the Psolas. Right? It's about improving and fixing the Ochel, and now there's no more Psolas in my Ochel. So now I have a big pot of soup with no fly in it. Right? Or what Aryeh was saying is the totsah, right? It is the totsah, but only if the totsah focuses in on the ochel and not on the psolas, right? You're right. You're totally right. And in terms of the totsah, but you're assuming that the totsah, like the Shvas Yaakov, is about what it does for me in terms of the food, right? So according to the Shvas Yaakov, you're really in trouble because is the food now edible? Yeah, right? The food is great. The food is now edible. Have I made the food more edible by removing the bug? Yeah, right? Now, obviously, some of us would say, no, like, ew, there was still a bug in there, and we're going to throw out the whole pot of soup. But, you know, that's like, depends, obviously, on whether or not, you know, bugs can carry corona, you know, the tzarchi. Right? So at the end of the day, right, it's actually very geshmak, because on the one hand, I'm taking this, like, the whole, you know, the ochel and the psolas, together, I'm not fully separating between them. So in terms of the Ramban, I don't think you should, I think that's a great option. The Taz totally saves you. According to the Balm Or, again, it should totally save you because you've never isolated the psolas. But according to the Shvas Yaakov, the food at the end of the day is fine, right? Now you have perfectly edible food. Now, right? So the Chazon Ish actually says this, which is Gshmak. Chazon Ish really says, like, no, this Tazus can't be because first he mentions Tali's first point. Right, meaning nivrar. Ela she'inu chash redaktik shelo yale ma'at min ha'ochel im ha'psoles. Hachanami, hari pu'ulaso mochicha alav, she'in kavanaso lechalek ha'mashke lebeiz kelim. He's not just moving, like, you know, the pot, the soup into two separate kelim. He's taking some of the soup and putting it into a second kli. Ela daitu lenakos hazakos min hazvuv. His whole point is to get the zvuv out of the kli, out of the food, right? The kama nigra'a melachto b'mashal ובמם נגרם מלאכתו במה שלוקח קצת מן המשקה, ואשר כל כוונסו בזה מפני שאסרוהו להוציא הזבוב לבד. Right? So in terms of, right, Tali was saying, oh, well, maybe, right, let's just view it as you have a, you know, a bottle of water and you have a cup and you want to put some of the water into the cup. So that's fine, right? That's not borer. I'm just splitting the soup into two kelim. Happens to be some of it is going to be in the second kli. So Chazon Ish says, nah, you can't say that it's no maisa. What's he talking about? He says, the maisa borer, right? You can't tell me that's not a maisa borer, because at the end of the day, what's the whole point? Your whole point is to get the zvuv out, right? Now, what's he assuming again? He's assuming like the Shvus Yaakov, right? But he's saying, you can't tell me that, he's saying, assuming like the Shvus Yaakov, that the whole point is that you now is about improving the food, right? Now he's saying, okay, if it's about improving the food, so I'm improving the food by removing the bug. Who cares if I'm removing the bug, you know, with a little bit of food? So then he says, okay, maybe like Tali, I'll say that he's not doing a pu'ula of borer because he's just taking the soup and now you're splitting the soup into two bowls. It happens to be the carrot ends up in one of them, right? He says, that's not true because here your whole purpose is to remove the fly from your soup. So now at the end of the day, you're going to have soup that has no fly in it, right? That's metake the ochel. Right. Vinire divada svaras ha-maharitats emes dechol shetzaf ve'omid bifnei atzmo ino bechla borer ve'in borer elo b'davar ha-meurav va'ayde ha-brera mischadish tura levorav le'brura unikia. And now the food is better. V'hadavar mevur b'hada amrina b'shabes. Right. But then he says, okay, maybe you could just say there's no taroves. Right? Because the soup is really independent of the fly, right? The soup isn't really changed by the fly. It's not really mixed in with the fly. And then he says, that's not really true. That's true about the rest of the soup on the sides of the pot, right? Okay, let's see. I'll get the shmarim. Tzarech lahafsik, kishayayin kvar nismait umitaftit mena shmarim. Tali's point, Tali had two options, right? One is that there's no maisa borer. Because it's like you're splitting it into two super kelim. It's like you're moving the pot around, right? So he says, that's not true in terms of the maisa borer, because at the end of the day, your whole kavana is to improve the food. So that's maisa borer. Okay, so what? There's a second way to understand the idea, and it's to say, maybe, right, it's not that I'm not doing a maisa borer, because I'm taking the taroves and I'm just moving it around, right? If I pour the water into two pots, I can say either I'm just pouring the water. That's not true, says Chazon Ish, because the whole intent is to get the fly out. But I could also say that this whole thing is not a taroves. If the fly's up here, where's the taroves? Only up here, right? So it's not that I'm not doing a maisa borer, it's that I'm not doing borer to the taroves, I'm just taking the whole taroves out. Right. Let's just get to the key line. The soup that's on the actual bug, right? That's really directly on it. That's a taroves. That's a mixture, right? Al korcha chashiv borer lahayayin. Shahaya tofech agufa, that was actually, right, the actual, you know, soup that was on the bug, not just around the bug. The soup that's around the bug is fine because it's not mixed in with the bug. But the soup that's actually touching the bug, right, that's like, you know, stuck to its wings, is a taroves, right? But he says what? Ubein ha-sanapira, v'hilkach yikach k'sas mashke imo, ha-mashke ha-nishar vade lav sham, shein borer alav, shazvuv lo haya mu'urav bo klal. Right, so he's saying it's not that there's no ma'isa b'reira, it's that you're taking the pot and you're just moving the whole pot. You're taking the whole taroves and chucking it. The rest of the pot, right, the rest of the water was never a taroves. It's only directly around the bug that there's a taroves, right? So it's not that you're taking the bug out, but you're doing it in a way which isn't like, since you're also taking food, there's no ma'isa b'reira, right? Because according to the Balmor and the Ramban, right, and Tali flowchart option A, it's a din and there's no being no ma'isa b'reira, right? So we're saying there is a ma'isa b'reira because at the end of the day, right, according to the Ramban, sorry, there's no b'reira, right? Because you never split them. According to the Balmor, you never isolated the psolas. But says the Chazanish, I hold, you know, he says in parentheses, I hold like the Shvus Yaakov, it's about improving the food, right? So by removing it, of course there's the ma'isa b'reira. Okay, so what? Okay, maybe it's too big, right? So maybe if I just split it into two kalim, then it's not ma'isa b'reira. He says, no, because that's what your kavana is. But there's no b'reira here because you're not actually interacting with the taroves. Right, the fly in the water, right, directly around it is a taroves. Everything else is just not a taroves. This water bottle, if there's a tiny thing on top, all the water down here is not a taroves at all. Right, if this stuff was never mixed with the fly that's floating on top. Did anyone cop that? I think it actually really makes a lot of sense, and it also sort of emphasizes. In order to do borer, you need to be interacting with the actual taroves. You need to be interacting with the mixture, right? If there's a mixture, but you're not actually directly interacting with it and meddling with it, then just because it's next to other stuff, that's at the end of the day, it's going to be fine, right? Now, it's going to have like nafkaminas for, right, a lot of practically a lot of cases where we, let's say, want something specific. Where borer could come up, a lot of times, let's say, there are parts of this taroves or parts of this mishkabavl that aren't really mixed in with each other. And according to this, those should never actually be considered part of the taroves. Okay. So just, right, lesakim, if it's hafradas apsolas, we never did the hafradas apsolas. Right, the psolas is still mu'rav. If it's the act of separation, then they're still connected, right? You never actually divided and split between the two elements. And if it's about improving the food, you're actually improving the food, right? And then you have to get into the either, well, what are you going to do? So one option is, right, the taroves is actually only the area which is actually mixed together. Or you could say there's just no borer, or you could say there's no taroves by lach and yamish. Now that gets us into this another question, which is, what do we define as a taroves, right? Which is kind of what we've been saying with the Chazanish. Like, if it's floating on top, are you going to define what's on the bottom as a taroves? How mixed together do you think you need to be in order for it to be a taroves, right? Now, again, this is going to be kind of the opposite of the direction where the Shvus Yaakov becomes a kula, right? If you need to make something into food, if you need to improve the food through your act of borer, then I feel like a lot of cases we would say you haven't improved the food, right, by removing, right, the mixture. I don't know. Let's say you have some sauce like under your chicken. Kind of shaka is like spooning out the sauce from under the chicken because you don't want it. Let's say, right? Is that a taroves? Is that a taroves? Right? You have chicken in a big tray, right? I think we're machmir on this, by the way. I think Lewis Brewer says, like, you know, you're supposed to take the chicken out and put it into a new plate. You're not supposed to take the sauce out when you want to put chicken on a plata and it has sauce in it. That context, right? So we hold Yesh B'Shalach HaBesho B'Davar Lach. So you can't put sauce in it.
Audio. Can Can't hear you.
No, it's not good.
Now we can hear you.
Why is the internet? What about now? Tolerable? Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Okay. Back. If you do Borer, right? So in your Borer, you're going to split between the Ochel, right? And you have Solas. So you're not allowed in general to do to take out the Solas, right? You have to take out the Ochel. You're also, in general, you have a big tray of chicken. Chicken has sauce. You want to put it on the plata. If there's a lot of sauce, then you have a problem of bishlach or bishlach b'dar lach, right? Can't put it on plata on Shabbos day because you might be, right, if the sauce is all cold, then reheating it might be cooking. So you have to remove the sauce, right? You can't remove the sauce because the sauce is psoles, because it's what you don't want. We're going to get into this again next year, probably, or 2 years from now. So what you have to do is take the chicken out, basically, and put it elsewhere. Right, that's like in theory, that's what generally your low Torah will say. Right, not in the sense of your Lord of the Rings, but your local Orthodox rabbi. Okay, also Lord of the Rings says this, by the way, but that's for Gollum related reasons. Now, if that's true, according to the Shos Yaakov, I don't know if I would say that. Why? Because the sauce on the bottom of the pan is not mixed in with the chicken, right? Is that a taroves? Are you improving the chicken by removing the sauce? Right? It's much harder to argue that that's a taroves. If the question is isolating the psoles, so you don't want the sauce to be here, now you are going and taking the psoles, or whatever it is you don't want it to be here, and moving it away, right? According to the Baal Mor, that makes sense. I can definitely understand why we would start talking about Borer there. Right? Your standards for what counts as a taroves could be much broader, because just about isolating the psoles. According to the Ramban, you could also potentially say that it's broad, not necessarily as broad as the Baal Mor, but again, if it's about you have a mixture and you're splitting between the two of them, right, then there's no real reason why I can say, oh, you know, no, it's got to be like so connected or so transformative in order for me to consider them one thing, right? I don't think so, because at the end of the day, you can say, okay, fine, right? There was a mixture. The two things were mixed together, and now I'm separating them. The act of separating is the problem. When does that apply? Okay, you know, we can be mapalpel back and forth what we think, right? If you think like the Shos Yaakov, that's about improving the food, right? The food is now improved and more edible because of Borer. It just becomes very difficult to argue that in an expansive sense, right? I mean, you could say, ochel and ochel, I have two pieces of ochel, they're really mixed together, and now, like, but I really want A, I don't really want B, they're both food, but I don't want to eat that food, I want to eat this food, so right now, right, I'm improving, I don't know, let's say, you know, you have cholent, right? And you only want the potatoes. You don't want the beans. You disdain beans. You hate the beans. The beans are terrible. They give you a stomachache. It's just not happening, right? You will not eat the beans. So they're both food, but the potatoes are better, right, when you get them independent of the beans, right? That I'm willing to accept. If you have a platter of different types of kol cuts, right, so the Ber Halacha says, yeah, that's not going to be Borer, according to the Shos Yaakov, if you separate them. And if you pick out, if you move aside the psoles, the stuff that you don't want, you move the turkey because you want to get at the pastrami, right? Why? And I think the Ber Halacha's right argument is totally right. If the whole point is that you're improving the food, right, then you're not improving the pastrami by taking the turkey off of it. Right, they were always separate. According to the Baal Mor, you say, ah, but you've isolated the you know, you've taken off the chicken, the one you didn't want. Right, you've made a whole separate plate of all the, you know, of all the turkey. So now you isolated the psoles. According to the Shvus Yaakov, if it's like kolkas that are just like stacked next to each other or somewhat on top of each other, So the Baal says the Behalacha, and I think this really large Sfar al Pisfar makes sense. You haven't transformed the Pshtrami. Okay, so according to Shas Yaakov, we have a much higher standard of what counts as a what you need in order to say something is a Taravis. Okay. Now, the next Sigya is Taravis Shtei Mini Ochel. Okay, and I guess we'll just pick up next time with that. So, right, really just two minutes. Okay, and we have right these three shitos. Is it about, you have a ochel, you have psoles, and you have the fact that they are mu'urav, you have the taroves of them together. When we're talking about what defines the malacha of borer, is the ikar focusing in on the fact that there's ochel, right, and you are improving that ochel, the Shvas Yaakov shita? Is it that there is psoles and you've isolated that psoles, you've gotten that psoles, which isn't that a malacha shein tzrich ligufa, says the Baal Mori? Yes, but it's an exception, right? You're actually just going for the bad, right? Usually it's like go for the gold. So in this case, it's like, you know, go for the bad, go for all the bad stuff and like just, you know, grab it all together. I had some malacha shein tzrich ligufa and says the Baal Mori, yeah, in a chanami, it is. And it's just like, it's one of those weird exceptions because that's kacha. Is the way the malacha is. And the Ramban says that actually the unit that we're discussing is not the ochel or the psoles, but it's the connection of the two of them. Right? These two are connected to each other. They're a taroves. By separating the taroves, that's what really matters. Now, one sort of nafkamina of the Ramban's approach is that the identities might be less important. Right? I'm just going to throw this in before we end. According to Shvas Yaakov, we said, oh, right, the nature of the taroves is really important because it's not just a question of how mixed together it is, but it's also a question of how transformative it is. It needs to be transformative. It needs to improve the food in order to count. For the Ramban, it's sort of like the opposite. We might be like, oh, you know, as long as it might need to be A, mixed together. It might really need to be more mixed together, right, because it's about the act of separation. So it's harder to say. There's an act of separation if things aren't really chulented together, right? But on the other hand, the identity of the different elements might not matter as much as long as they're A and B, right? And, you know, just like in general, you could distinguish between things always, right? You know, people are different, like, oh, this, you know, these ones are darker, these ones are like sweeter, these ones are more sour. You know, these are hard or soft or whatever. Those sort of differences at some point, right, are irrelevant. And at some point, you know, differences matter. And the question of where to draw that line, according to the Ramban, if it's about the separation, the act of separating two things that are joined together. So as long as you could define them as two things, it might not matter whether or not you think one, you can say one's ochel, one's psoles, right? According to the Shvas Yaakov and the Baal Mor, it's all about the fact that one's ochel, one's psoles. Right now, you can maybe blur the line on that, but only to a certain extent, right? Only to a certain point, because if you're not improving the food, you're not improving the food, right? If there's no food here, let's say it's all psoles, so then you didn't improve anything, right? Or if it's all ochel, maybe you never isolated any psoles. So that's, I think, the key question that's going to go into the next sugya of is there borer by two types of food, and what do you need in order to consider something a taroves, in order to count something as a problem. Okay.